On the Hometown Roll Call, we are in Quinlan, and we are talking with Quinlan Mayor Jackie Goldman. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Well, tell me, first of all, a little bit briefly about the history of Quinlan.
Quinlan was incorporated in 1896. It was a Home Depot, a depot for the railroad came in. And at that point, a man by the name of George Quinlan was the vice president of that railroad. And at that point, he named the city of Quinlan from that. And the city always been, in that time period, was mainly agriculture. Back in the 1920s, Quinlan had three gins that was working. And we exported about 5,000 bales of cotton each year.
As far as, are there any particular individuals that are best known who have come from Quinlan?
We've had, like any small town, lots of people that's left Quinlan and did some great things. We've had a couple of heroes in the war. Mm-hmm. We've also had W.H. Ford, Jr., who is the superintendent of Quinlan for 44 years. And his father just happened to be the first mayor of the city of Quinlan. I also, in 1974, graduated from Quinlan High School at that time, which is now Ford High School after Mr. Ford. Okay. But a lady by the name of Irene Willingham, who became a neurosurgeon, very famous in Dallas.
Tell me a little bit about the economy of the town, and not necessarily just how is the economy at this moment, but just in general, what's the driving force economically for the city of Quinlan?
Well, like I said, once it was agriculture, but when Lake Tawakoni came in, it really changed. Lots of people began moving in, and a lot of the countryside no longer was agriculture. But mainly is retail, and of course, Walmart was a great hit for the city of Quinlan, helped us out a lot. And we have lots of service industries. We have McDonald's and Dairy Queen, Sonics, and all those other different things like that. Our school district, like any small town, is huge. It's probably our largest employer. We have about 450 people working for the school districts, from bus drivers to custodians to teachers and so forth. Mm-hmm. But the employer of the school district is our largest.
Jackie, talk a little bit about what you see as the future of Quinlan. What are the things that that need to happen for the city to have a bright future?
Well, we're beginning to do lots of things in Quinlan. We've really begun to move forward. Code enforcement, we're wanting to beautify our city, and we've been doing lots of code enforcement lately. We're going to begin looking at revitalizing the old downtown historic area. We've EDC, or Economic Development Board, has hired an engineer, and they're going to come in and look at redoing all the sidewalks, and we're going to put in some islands and some lighting and so forth in the old downtown district. We're really lucky now that we have a full-time 24-hour emergency, kind of like Calmer has got one just recently. Yeah. They built one here in Quinlan, and that's really helped us help the community. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's going to be coming pretty quick is there's going to be what is known as a Quinlan bypass, probably and hopefully within the next couple of years. Just to the south of here, it's going to be a bypassing the old part of town that makes a straight run through to Lake Tawakoni, 276. And also on the horizon soon after that is going to be the widening of Highway 34, where all the major businesses are there today. Yep. We just recently opened up this community park here. It's a group of people, the EDC, the City of Quinlan, and also the school district in Quinlan. And we put our money and resources together. And on July 2nd, we had a grand opening with a big fireworks show. And the community park has really been a great hit. This thing is full, usually starting about 11 to 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get a parking spot here. We sometimes have to park over in the school parking lot. But right now, this is the excitement of Quinlan, is our new community park.
The Hometown Roll Call. We are in Quinlan today talking with the mayor of Quinlan, Jackie Goldman. Jackie, thanks for having us over.
Thank you. I appreciate it.